Unseen, Tragic, Garlic Taco, Act 2, Bad Tummy World. Another day of suffering for the man. We get no holiday paid time off, no vacations, and often we get fined a handful of already worked hours for poor job performance. The worst it ever got was that week I worked 53 hours and I got paid 15 and a half for them. Yes, by the 40th of that 70-hour week, I was getting kind of sluggish and exhausted. I dreamt of stealing back my lost pay from those suit and tie bastards who devour all they can with insatiable greed. Now, there are rumors that 40% of our crew are going to get laid off and replaced by criminal prisoners on the Work or Die program. They undercut us minimum wage earners, as the state pays $1.50 an hour for each prisoner's labors, and of course, those not productive enough are executed and their organs are sold on the medical market. I burnt my arm on that poker thruster device that sometimes punches its red-hot shaft in random directions. Fucking hurts. It just thrust out unexpectedly. I reacted quick, but it did this funky quaver in one place and then it flipped to the left and right rapidly, and then straight on, and it punched me, even though I thought I was clear of it. I fucking hate that machine. I think I'll have to attempt to destroy it before they lay me off. My stomach is churning, shifting from one acid-eaten section of stomach to the next. Twice, I have to stop my labors to dry a heave a bit over the rusted-out and bent-up trash can. I'm lucky no manager happened by to catch me goofing off like that. Now, if no one saw me on camera, I just might survive having a job for the rest of the week. My performance was definitely down today, but I don't think that anyone noticed. I get off work, and I drag my warm corpse home. I have to walk. Sometimes my neighbor, Riggins, who also works here, gives me a ride home. He lives just 8 parking spaces down from mine, but he charges 50 cents a ride, and I can't spare that cash right now. There's a park bench about 2/3 of the way home. If I'm lucky, I can get there and rest a little bit before some old person snags it. Today I'm not lucky. A couple old ladies are smiling and gossiping while tossing molded bread to the forever famished pigeons. I was so hungry that I was tempted to kick a couple pigeons away and take a couple pieces of green, strained mold bread for a snack. I decided to sit under a tree for a bit, rest up for the last 5 miles of walking to my van in that vagrant-filled parking lot. But I am lucky this day, for when I start walking again, I find one of those brown flowers with white spots growing in the alley between houses. I help myself to it and I continue walking. A little more spring in my step now. Riggins drives by without so much as a wave as I walk on. Finally home, I stretch out in the back seat of my van. Sweet, milky dreams. A season of mist inside my head that evening. I was making love to a multi-armed Hindu goddess on a massive lotus flower when I was awoken by teenagers who live in a parking lot. They have a very non-street legal car that they have put together from many scraps. The whole thing looked like a rusted out garbage heap with a long tin funnel coming from where the muffler should be. It instead makes the engine louder. A reverse muffler. I want to kill them. I want to kill their cars. Then there's those stupid fucking bass wars. One car thumps and the other has to try to outdo it. They even sell bass-canceling headphones now to help smooth out the 24/7 rap thumps and allow the wearer to get some peaceful sleep. They cost $138. I've been pulling a little scam at work, you see. Since I live in a broken-down van in front of a city-planted flowerbed, I have no electricity. Everything I use is powered by the van car battery. Or my rechargeable batteries. I charge them at work. I have a small pocket-sized unit that can charge 2 AA's at a time. An hour to charge them up. I charge batteries at work all the time. I have a 9-inch screen portable DVD player, a cassette Walkman, and a battery-powered porta-pussy for those nights when I like to pretend like I'm not actually masturbating. I think it's time for some of that special flower tea. I've mainly been drinking rainwater at home, caught in a couple of coffee cans and filtered through an old shirt I cut up and rubber-banded around the cans. I refill a bottle of filtered water at the supermarket thrice a week, and I bathe in rainwater. Sometimes I drink it, too. Rainwater tastes different in different seasons. If I pay the electric monopoly, the $700 I owe them, I can have electricity in the van. But installing service charge is $90. In other words, I will probably never have electricity again. Just like the cable TV I shall never own, or the TV itself that I shall never own. I've had 2 televisions in my life. In grade school, I saved up my weekly allowance for 9 months, and my parents kicked in an extra 30% of what it took to get my hands on a 10-inch black and white TV. Many of the kids at school already had 13-inch color jobs they would brag about all the time.